WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Stoicway. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic is something that hits close to home for all of us. Ever feel like you're constantly aiming for this unattainable standard of perfection? Like you're under a microscope, judging every little move, every word, every detail. Yeah, I've been there, trust me. That inner critic can be a real buzzkill, right? But guess what? We're here to kick perfectionism to the curb and cultivate some serious self-compassion. You know that feeling when you set out to bake the perfect cake, you meticulously follow every recipe instruction, but it still ends up slightly lopsided or maybe a little too dense. You spend hours perfecting your presentation for that big meeting, only to trip over your words in front of everyone. It's frustrating, isn't it? That's perfectionism rearing its ugly head, whispering doubts and feeling anxiety. But here's the thing. True fulfillment comes not from reaching some impossible ideal, but from embracing our imperfections and striving for progress, not perfection. So how do we actually ditch this self-critical monster? Well, buckle up, because I'm about to share 5 key takeaways that will help you navigate the treacherous waters of perfectionism and emerge with a newfound sense of self-acceptance and inner peace. First things first, recognize your thoughts. That nagging voice in your head, it's not always telling the truth. It's often fueled by fear and unrealistic expectations. The Stoics called this negative thinking, and they believed it was crucial to identify those thoughts before they take control. Think of it like recognizing a bad habit. The more you acknowledge it, the less power it has over you. Next up, reframe your perspective. Instead of focusing on what's wrong, shift your attention to what's right. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small. Did you make it through that meeting without completely embarrassing yourself? Awesome. Did you actually finish a project on time? High five. Give yourself credit where credit is due. Those little victories add up. Thirdly, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend who's struggling. We all make mistakes. We all have flaws. That's what makes us human. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your imperfections, learn from them, and move on. Now, let's talk about action. Perfectionism often paralyzes us with fear of failure. Remember, even the greatest successes are built on a foundation of failures. Embrace those challenges as opportunities to learn and grow. Don't wait for the perfect moment, just take that first step. Finally, remember that progress is more important than perfection. Celebrate your journey, not just the destination. Every small step you take towards your goals is a victory worth celebrating. Think about the last time you tried something new but held back because you were afraid of failing. Maybe it was asking someone out on a date, starting a new hobby, or even just trying a new recipe. That fear of not being perfect probably kept you from taking that leap. But what if you had embraced imperfection and just gone for it? What could you have gained by stepping outside your comfort zone? Sometimes the most rewarding experiences come from those moments when we let go of perfectionism and simply allow ourselves to be present in the experience. Remember, life isn't about being flawless, it's about embracing the journey with all its bumps, bruises, and beautiful imperfections. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step today. Challenge yourself, try something new, and don't let perfectionism hold you back from living your best life. Remember, you are capable of amazing things, even if they aren't always perfect. Share this episode with someone who needs a little push to embrace their imperfections. Together, we can conquer perfectionism and unlock our full potential. Until next time, keep striving for progress, not perfection. I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.